Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Save $200 on this powerful vac that doesn't have a cord and is bag-free. To save an additional $20 with free shipping, put in code word HOWIECLEAN at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The more extreme they get, the more obvious how political it is. Fauci is like Hitler. Fauci has blood on his hands. Are you kidding me? I mean, anybody who is just thinking about this in a dispassionate way has got to say, what the heck are those people talking about?
Why, you charlatan, you quack. I've got a good mind to take this up with the Carnival Commission.
Yeah, Tony Fauci is not acting as a scientist or a doctor anymore. He's acting as a Democratic Party activist in a white lab coat.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hey, how is Florida?
Florida has a 4.8% unemployment rate, well below the national average. The per capita death rate from COVID-19 is 27th, nowhere near the highest. Do you think he deserves credit?
No, I don't think he deserves credit.
You, sir, are in denial.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And again, thanks to everybody who came to our remote in Woburn, Massachusetts at the 110 Grill on Friday. We had a great time. Thanks for everybody who gave us stuff and sent us stuff. And we're going to have another remote, Grace and I, on Friday at the Aviva Trattoria in Wrentham, Massachusetts, south of the city rather than north of the city. And we look forward to seeing you there again, noon to six, same deal. You can watch the show, have something to eat, have a drink, get a free book, and take part in the lotteries, the raffles that we have. We look forward to seeing you. Now, I wanted to talk briefly about this this situation with Sheldon Whitehouse, the blue blood patrician, Democrat, hypocrite senator from Rhode Island and a long line of such people. And he is a member of an exclusive it's a beach club. It's known as Bailey's Beach Club, officially known as the Spouting Rock Beach Association in Newport. And it's a peculiar institution, as the Supreme Court used to say of slavery. He said that he had hoped that the highly exclusive club would begin to accept members of minority groups. Does that include Catholics, even though Catholics are the majority in Rhode Island? I think by Sheldon Whitehouse standards, that means Catholics, though. Would soon begin to accept minority members. And he was asked his reaction about it not doing so. He's pushing for all this this bill H.R. 1 that would basically allow the Democrats to steal all future elections, because he says it's racist not to have H.R. 1 passed and let Democrats do what they want to do. And so this local website, I guess it's called GoProv, meaning Providence, local, they went out and they got him in the parking lot of the Bailey's Beach Club, officially known as the Spouting Rock Beach Association, and they asked him about belonging to this racist clavern, as they used to call Klan clubs. It's a clavern, is what it is. It's a little Rhode Island clavern that he belongs to, and so this was this was his response to Go Local, Cut 6.
Back in 2017, you had expressed concerns about the membership of the all-white Bailey's Beach Club, said that you hoped it would become more diverse. Now, your family's been members. Your wife is one of the largest shareholders. Has there been any traction in that? Are there any minority members of the club now?
I think the people who are running the place are still working on that, and I'm sorry it hasn't happened yet.
Do you have concerns in 2021? I mean, obviously, it's been 4 years. You had remarks on the floor following the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd saying, you know, hoping to root out systemic racism in the country. Your thoughts on an elite, all-white, wealthy club, again, in this day and age, you know, should these clubs continue to exist?
It's a long tradition in Rhode Island, and there are many of them. I think we just need to work our way through the issues. Thank you.
The car's here.
It's a long tradition in Rhode Island. Again, we come back to the recurring question, what if a Republican had said something like that when he was confronted about his membership in a segregated club? It's a long tradition in Rhode Island. Remember when Rick Perry owned some place? He was the governor of Texas at the time, and the N-word was on a rock that was near the place where he lived or his family owned. I mean, he had nothing to do with it, but it was on a rock near his family's property, and that was a national scandal. But so they're gonna integrate. See, they're still working on it. The Spouting Rock Beach Association is still working on it, getting some of those people whose ancestors did not come over on the Mayflower, don't you know? And according to a New York Times profile of the club in 2003, it's long been considered the queen of of American resorts. It is a world of emerald barnacle dinosaurs attended by uniformed retainers and underwritten by ironclad fiduciary trusts where diversity has made scant inroads. Ironclad fiduciary trust. That means it's all the old Yankee tradition. You never touch the capital. You never touch the capital. The Spouting Rock Beach Association's employment page to this day describes itself an exclusive private beach club in Newport, Rhode Island. I'll bet John Kerry's been there. I'll bet you anything John Kerry has been there. But you may remember Sheldon Whitehouse. I think of him as this is his most memorable moment in the U.S. Senate back in 2018 when Brett Kavanaugh, he's not one of us, you know, was being considered for his nomination to the Supreme Court. He was one of those shanty Irish people that have made such a hash of our little state. And so you can imagine how Sheldon Whitehouse was reacting to the specter of the likes of Brett Kavanaugh being on the Supreme Court.
Have you, I don't know if it's boofed or boofed, how do you pronounce that?
That refers to flatulence. We were 16.
Okay. And so when your friend Mark Judge said the same, put the same thing in his yearbook page back to you, he had the same meaning. It was flatulence.
I don't know what he did, but that's my recollection. We want to talk about flatulence at age 16 on a yearbook page. I'm game.
You know, someone just points out when Kerry got the yacht from New Zealand after he lost the election in 2004, he claimed it was stolen, and his second wife's first husband's trust fund bought him a yacht as a consolation prize, a $7 million yacht from New Zealand to beat the excise tax in the town of Nantucket where he lived. He registered the boat in Newport, Rhode Island. Someone wants to know, do you think he registered it at Bailey's Beach Club? You know what? That's a possibility, I would think. You know, it would be kind of a sporting Yankee thing to do, wouldn't it? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, so the guy who called from Somerville had his car stolen three or four times, right?
Yeah.
I lived there about 30 years ago, just outside of Teal Square. One morning, I run into the ATM, I leave my car going, I get my cash, I come running out, there's a guy jumping in my car, driving away. Call the cops, they say, well, that'll teach you to leave your car
right
in Teal Square. About a week later, I'm driving down Broadway, I see my car driving back towards me. I follow the guy. I follow back to Teal Square. There's a cop there. I say, hey, what should I do? He goes, follow him. You get another key? I'm like, yeah, he goes, steal it back. I follow the guy. He's living over on College Ave. He pulls into the driveway like nothing. I jump into it and steal it back.
The only thing I'm surprised of, Mike, is that he's living on College Ave. That's where the Tufts kids lived, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why I figured it was probably a student just having a little joyride, you know?
Wow. The funniest, one of the funniest stories, not funny, it was kind of sad too in its own way, but it was in Hitman. The Matarano, the guy who was writing the book with Johnny Matarano, he and Howie Winters, they killed this guy for the mafia in the North End. I think his name Al Angeli, and they lured him into. They had a stolen car, one of these boilers, probably a Ford, and they killed him. They shot him in the head, and then they put his body in the trunk of the car, and then they dropped the car off in the Bunker Hill projects in Charlestown. Taylor, you know why they did that? Because they know some kids from the project would steal the car and joyride around in it. So these kids from Charlestown are joyriding around in this car, and the cops see them, and they stop them. And the kids are just laughing. They say, you can't do anything to us. All we did was steal a car. And they say, the cops, you know, as part of the procedure, they just said, open the trunk. And there was the body of the guy, the dead gangster who'd been hit, Indian Al. That was, of course, they'd taken the rings off him and everything. The family never got the rings back. 844-500-4242-774 says, it's an ongoing process to admit minorities. Yes, it certainly is. It's a long time coming. We're working on it as best we can.
Surprised they didn't blame Trump. 2017, who would want to join an exclusive club? Mar-a-Lago gave everybody a bad name.
Yeah, he was, again, Mar-a-Lago was the first club to admit Jews and blacks and gays in Palm Beach.
And, Mar-a-Lago!
And the Bath and Tennis Club diagonally across the street, which was a kind of like a Bailey's Beach Club of Palm Beach in terms of being all WASP. They sued Mar-a-Lago for various reasons. They were so angry. They sued him because they didn't like what he was making changes to the club, that he put up a big flagpole with a giant American flag. They hated him. And again, those are the people that belong to the Bath and Tennis Club are the same people who were Sheldon Whitehouse's relatives at the Bailey Beach Club, also known as the Spouting Rock Beach Association. Eden Pure has done it again, this time with the BioSpeed clean cordless vac that costs a fraction of what other well-known brands charge. What do I mean by a fraction? I mean you're going to save about $200. This powerful vac has 8,000 kPa suction power to suck up pet hair, cardboard, or just your everyday messes. Also, it only weighs 6 pounds and has no cord, which will cut your cleaning time in half. Never worry again about getting tangled up in and tripping over cords. Those hassles are gone forever. You can walk freely and reach any spot with no restrictions. I wish I'd known about the BioSpeed Clean a couple of months earlier. Both Taylor and my daughter Carolyn bought the $400 brand vac. They could have saved $200 with the BioSpeed Clean.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to get an advanced product sheet from Eden Pure, what they're coming out with, so I don't go out and blow my salary on needless purchases when I can get the same thing for, you know, less than half the price.
I know. That's what I told Carolyn when I ate dinner with her for Father's Day. It comes with 5 different attachments to easily clean every part of your home and car. It runs on a 35-minute battery and comes with a wall mount so you won't have to take up floor space in your closet. And it comes apart to become a handheld device, too. That means it's perfect for stairs or sofa cushions or the car. And to make sure the BioSpeed CleanVac traps everything, they've developed a powerful filter system so dust isn't being recycled into the air as you vacuum. Stop lugging that old dinosaur vac around and order the BioSpeed Clean today at half the price of other brands at EdenPure.com. You'll save another $20 off plus free shipping with code word Howie Clean. That's EdenPure.com. Click the radio banner, then click my name and use code word Howie Clean at checkout. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith, and Wesson, and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Summer is here, and that means it's time to visit Cape Gunn in Hyannis. Visit HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and get the basic firearm/license to carry class for half off the regular price. It's usually $125. You can get it right now at HowieCarShow.com. Click store for $62.50. You're not going to get it any cheaper than that anywhere in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And if you're going to be down on the Cape anytime this summer, it's a perfect time to get your license. It's a 4-hour class. It's just $62.50, the perfect price, and a great place to get it done. It's the best gun range shop in Massachusetts. We don't have many of these left, so get them fast. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
When you hear the name The Coos, who comes to mind? Bob Cousy or Howie Carr?
Howie Carr.
Only 11% say Howie Carr.
Oh, I'm not moving up in the poll. 844-500-4242-978 says, as one of the beneficiaries of one of those old Yankee trusts, albeit much watered down at this point, the expression isn't don't touch the capital, it's don't touch the principal. I stand corrected. I knew that. I made a mistake. Don't touch the principal. 844-500-4242. The Yankees tend to throw around quarters like manhole covers. That's how come they've been able to keep the money all these years. As Billy Bulger used to say, you know, you don't see too many fat Yankees because food costs money. It's an old joke, an old joke. There are many old jokes. He also used to say to William Saltonstall, the state senator, son of Leverett Saltonstall, the former U.S. senator, thanks for letting us use your country. You know, as long as you don't go near Bailey's Beach Club, we can use the country. But don't really step over the line. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
All right, Howie. I love you. I listen to you all the time. You're one of my biggest fans. But I got to tell you something. I'm calling you out because when your father was the general manager of the Breakers, he didn't allow Jews back at the Breakers back in the 60s.
Well, he worked there. He wasn't the guy who set the policy, John.
He was the general manager.
No, he was the assistant. He was the assistant manager. That's you're right. I mean, there were no Jews at the Breakers in those days. But he was a hireling. He wasn't a member of the club. He wasn't a member of the Keenan family, John.
All right. Yeah, but I know that happened during that time frame when your dad was there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It did. And there were no Jews at the Everglades Club or the Bath and Tennis Club or the Sailfish Club, and the Kennedys couldn't get into the Everglades Club. It was somewhat that they were Catholic, but mostly that Joe was a gangster, and that's why they belonged to the Palm Beach Country Club, which was the Jewish club. Thanks for the call, John. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Well, on that last phrase, the Kennedys weren't really Catholics. Wink, wink. Yeah, only when they had to be, or
right.
Only when they were running for re-election.
Exactly. But, that's a good way to put it. Yes.
But when you close your eyes, and if somebody said, "My name is Sheldon Whitehouse," could you imagine the visions that would come to you? Because anyone with a name like that, you know, has got to be annoying, narcissistic, self-centered, and a spoiled brat. Now, watching him during the Kavanaugh hearings, I thought Kavanaugh handled him brilliantly myself.
Oh, yeah. No, he did.
He threw it right back at him like, are you really an elected official? And, Howie, I'll tell you, until the American people wake up in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and by the way, I'm proud to say, I live in Brockton. My wife and I just bought a house in Port Charlotte. We're getting out of Dodge.
You and everybody else in the state that's paying attention, Kevin. You know, everybody is everybody. Good time Charlie's got the blues. He'd like to settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Everybody who pays taxes is leaving town. That's for sure. Thanks for the call, Kevin. You know, Sheldon Whitehouse, and you know look at the Chafee family, and the old man John Chafee. He was the chairman of the trustees at Deerfield Academy. He was a Deerfield guy. He was a World War II combat vet. Tough guy, governor and senator. His son, Lincoln Chafee, just a snowflake. I mean, he was elected senator and governor, but he was a snowflake. He was worthless. And then the third generation, they're getting the Chafee kid and White House's kid are running around, going out to these little package stores. They're underage and buying beer and getting into trouble. I mean, they're just, get rid of them. Vote them out of office. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
617 says, I went to a wedding rehearsal party at the Bath and Tennis Club. That's the WASPy country club that sued, that sued Trump when he opened Mar-a-Lago because they didn't like the riffraff.
Mar-a-Lago.
It's also where you learn to dance, isn't it?
Yes, I did learn to dance there. My parents weren't members, but they sent me to the dance. That's where I learned to do the foxtrot.
Oh, joy.
The waltz. Yes, he was at the Bath and Tennis Club the night Trump was married. Mar-a-Lago was rocking, not us. Helicopters all over the place. Well, I think they're probably because the Clintons were there that night, and they would have had Secret Service protection, maybe. I don't know. Bruce from the Met say, I'm pretty sure you noticed Live Lobster has pretty much doubled since Creepy Joe was anointed. Yeah, I think it has something to do, Bruce, with a text a couple before you. Captain, crude oil is $73.55 a barrel this morning, $37.15 on November the 6th. I feel $4 a gallon for gasoline this summer. Thanks, Biden. Yeah. I mean, so, the higher the price of fuel oil, everything's going up, including lobster.
I don't think the mailroom manager feels you got your money's worth out of that dance class.
You don't think so?
I have a source. That says your dancing skills could use a refresher.
Mrs. Durham was a very good dancer. That was one of those things they told me, I know you don't like going to the dance class, Howard, but it'll come in handy, someday. And so many things people told me would come in handy have never come in handy.
You do a lot of chair dancing on the show. A lot of shoulder action going on.
When they gave me the 5-week course to teach a course at Harvard, the guy at the Herald said they'll never be able to take the shots at you like they do once you have Harvard on your resume. That didn't work out either. None of the stuff that was promised that I could rise in my social level, none of it has ever panned out.
Yeah, there are things like that where people go, oh no, someday you'll be glad you know this. Who knows though? Maybe later down the line, maybe it just hasn't hit you yet.
Yes.
You're going to be in a situation in a jam and you're going to be so happy you know the foxtrot.
That's true.
All right, now, without further ado, it is time. I think we just inspired some people, too, Howie. I think that segment could get some hate mail.
One, two, back.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All right, so Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. I had multiple Piantedosi bread rolls this weekend. I had sausage, pepper, and onion in one, and then I had a turkey and cheese sandwich in one. Very, very delicious, fresh bread. Make sure you check them out. All right, now, most of these hate mails today, the medium is voice. We got a lot of voicemails, Howie. People were triggered by mm-hmm. you. But I'll start.
This is our fan mail, our mash notes, you might say, our love letters that we receive from the listeners, the viewers, the readers, everybody who enjoys us in whatever medium they partake of us in.
Yes. So on Twitter, you had tweeted out, Howie Carr, good time Charlie Baker's got the lotto blues. And this person said, Howie, is your motto to tell one lie after another lie? All you do is complain about everything over and over and over again, all the time.
Someone's got to do it.
That's
no one else is doing it.
Now, speaking of Charles Baker, you also tweeted out a report about Charles Baker. Can you give people a brief synopsis of that?
I, every day, check the press releases from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston. And last week, last Thursday or Friday, they announced that Charles Baker had pleaded guilty to illegal possession of firearms. Charles Baker. And he's going to be sentenced in October by Judge Gordon.
Did this just happen?
Yes, yeah, just last week, late last week. Where didn't tell us.
Where did he keep the firearms?
In a room. In a room.
All right, so this person, Alex C., says, wow, you must have nothing to write about. Isn't there a judge or a state trooper you want to pick on?
I'm waiting for the arrest report the court report in Dedham about the kid who drowned in the pool owned by the state cop. Then we'll have a number of stories about state police on that when that report is filed. I just, in case you was really wondering.
Now, on Friday, we were at a remote at 110 Grill. It was very fun. I took a cognitive assessment test, which I think will forever haunt me. Let's play Cut 2, please, Taylor.
Hey, Grace, we know why Joe Biden probably would have a problem starting at 100 and subtracting in increments of 7, but we don't know what your problem is, but it is a problem.
I did it during the break with Howard, and I did a pretty decent job.
You got all the way down to 64 before you screwed up, and then, which should have been 65.
And then the music started playing. We had to come back on the air. I couldn't continue. All right, speaking of being on the air, Howie, someone has a little issue with you and how you're talking too close to the mic. Cut 4, please, Taylor.
Will you stop screaming into that microphone? Do you realize what you sound like? What happened to you?
What do I sound like? What's the complaint? What's the complaint?
I think I like the screaming.
Taylor, do we have an echo? Can we put an echo in? I would love to have an echo.
We don't have an echo. We might have
just like top 40. I'd like to be top 40. Ladies and gentlemen, the hits just keep on coming.
Another thing that you put up this week was a picture of you and your daughter at Aviva enjoying a Father's Day dinner. And the classic comment that always comes in when you post a picture with one of your daughters is, oh, wow, Howie, how nice of you to treat your granddaughter to a dinner.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, pal, whoever you are.
All right. So you mentioned Wiener today. Not yes. Anthony Wiener, a different Wiener.
Yes, Zach Wiener.
Normally, this guy would not make the cut because I feel as if people are getting a little tired of the Wiener. But because it's on trend for the day, cut 5, please, Taylor.
Hey, Howie, just a quick reminder, you're a Wiener.
But I'm not Zach Wiener, and I'm not Carlos Danger.
Oh, this is funny. You tweeted out the story about Hunter Biden going back and forth with his cousin about dating girls. He had a couple of derogatory things about Asian people in there. And you tweeted that out, and it got tons of replies. This person writes, PaintCan66 writes, I'm so glad I didn't vote for Hunter. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is To Say Boldly says, I'm so glad I didn't vote for Hunter. And that was the common theme. Someone else said, is Hunter Biden in office? So people didn't think it was worth the tweet because Hunter Biden is not the president. Rebuttal?
Suppose it had been Donald Trump Jr. Or Eric Trump or Barron Trump even, who had referred to Asians as yellows or used the N-word when talking to his lawyers and also talking about Hennessy rates, which could be construed as a racial slur in and of itself. You know, would they have said that too? Oh, yawn. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
And it also just, I always say this, but it goes beyond the specific slurs he says. When you read the way he talks to people in his text messages, you understand what an entitled scumbag he really is. Just his regular back and forth with people is terrible.
Yeah, it is too. And you know, and imagine, speaking of the Trump kids, suppose Donald Trump Jr. just bought a really expensive place. He and Kimberly Guilfoyle bought really expensive places up in Jupiter, you know, in a gated community. It's got docks and everything, all kinds of restaurants. They didn't want to let him in. They wanted him to pay the initiation fee of $170,000 and then ban him from the restaurants. Suppose this place in Jupiter had a at a was all an exclusively all white community, and they had confronted Donald Trump Jr. outside the place in the parking lot, and he had said, "Well, you know, it's a long tradition in Florida." Yeah, how do you think that would have played out? Even though he's not the elected guy, I don't think it would have played out well.
Oh, yeah, no, I 1,000% agree. I still can't believe that there's... I know I'm not an expert in Yankee history, but I did not know there were still all-white country clubs.
Well, do you know there's an island called Nashon Island? It's the third largest island in the... because they call it the Elizabeth Islands, after Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, and it's owned by the Forbes family, John Kerry's family.
Well, I know it because you say Nashon Island.
Nashon Island, they don't allow people to come onto the island. If you somehow end up on the island, you know your little boat goes ashore there. They tell you to screw.
Really, they don't have open arms. They don't say, "Give us your huddled masses."
They don't celebrate diversity at Nashon Island.
Wow, that is hate speech. All right, now, Howie, let's also play cut three, please, Taylor. A little more hate for you today.
Howie, I heard Brian call you a fat slob on Grace's show yesterday. You are not a fat slob. You may be an angry, chubby old man full of hair plugs and Botox, but you are not a fat slob.
Again, I don't cut these up. I just deliver them.
I don't know. I don't think that guy went to Deerfield Academy. He doesn't know me personally from my youth. 844-500-4242.
And I have one voicemail left before I leave you. This is cut one, please, Taylor.
Grace, when y'all are whining about not getting a blue check mark on Twitter, y'all are sounding like an entitled millennial. Maybe we should call you Grace OC.
Grace OC?
Yes.
You don't sound like AOC.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes, you know who I really sound like, how I say this a lot? I sound like the people who shoo Biden. I sound like the women who shoo the press out of the
room. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep moving, please. Thank you.
844-500-4242-413. You guys must be losing your edge. This Hate Mail Monday segment is pretty tame.
I mean, honestly... Howie wrote about a lot of local things this week, and I think people just kind of agree with you when you write about that. You didn't have a Biden Bumbles column. That's usually where I get my juice from. I would normally feel bad, but I really did look at all the sources today, including Facebook comments. People think you look handsome and look nice, and you know I'm not going to make this stuff up. People love you, Howie. You're a lovable guy.
Did anyone defend my toll taker column? Did anyone attack me for writing about the toll takers?
No, a lot of people like that one. I know. It's weird, guys, but we have our off weeks where we don't.
I thought that toll takers column was damn good, as a matter of fact, if I do say so myself.
It was. It's definitely high up on the charts, but not in the comments section. It's okay. You can take a win every once in a while. You know what, Howie? You know what I plan on doing to fix this? Tomorrow, we will videotape you dancing, put it out on your Twitter, and then
next you can't dance a foxtrot by yourself. You need somebody to dance with you.
Is that an invitation?
And I need a female who's willing to follow, because the male always leads. That's what I learned at the bath.
No, that will not be happening. That sounds sexist and misogynistic.
Mrs. Durham taught me that.
Mrs. Durham. All right, yeah, so next week it will be crazier because we'll tweet out a lot of pictures of Howie eating and, you know, all that good stuff. I'm not going to apologize, though, for people liking you for 1 week. Everyone deserves 1 week.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. Here's a quote from a recent lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. Quote, "The president's economists are predicting the return of stagflation," unquote. Remember stagflation? We had it 40 years ago under Jimmy Carter, along with the misery index. It came back with Barack Obama in 2009. Stagflation crushes your retirement savings. The economy doesn't just stagnate, it regresses. A dollar buys less every month. We were just talking about the prices of gasoline and the lobster, both increasing, and everything else. You can already see it in the headlines. Inflation triples, gasoline prices spiraling, Democrats pushing huge tax hikes on income and capital gains, the Fed's printing money they don't have. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turned to Goldco, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can take control of your retirement. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to get your free IRS loophole guide today. If you visit goldco.com/HowieCarr now, Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Come on, G-Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. 617, your toll column was awesome, and I knew well the toll taker who beat the rap. You can read it if you want to. It's up, no paywall, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on, it's on the main page. It's after Howie's homework, which is the stories we talk about. And the guy who beat the rap, I presented him as like a classic toll taker. The guy who used to be a toll taker, they all went out of business. They took down the toll booths 5 years ago. But, you know, these guys, toll takers, you have to pry them off the state payroll with the jaws of life. They'd never leave. And so I mentioned the classic toll taker in my opinion. So this one guy has got two jobs. He became a janitor, and then he got a job at the T. So he's getting two jobs, member of two unions, getting overtime from two different state jobs. It was a good story. So I wrote a column about the toll takers. And I mentioned this one guy. He got, according to his divorce papers, he got fired from his job at the Edison, the old Edison. Then he got fired from his job at the jail. Doesn't matter which jail, just the jail. Then he goes as he becomes a toll taker, and he shoots his cocaine dealer, allegedly, in the back, and then chops up, dismembers his body, and throws it into an incinerator in Walpole. He's a toll taker, right? And so he gets suspended without pay, and his union, the Teamsters, of course, files a grievance saying it's an unjust prosecution. And he beat the rap, though, because the only witness against him was his own brother, and he died. So that was the guy. So that was my column. But anyway, you can read it. That was part of it, not the whole column, obviously. There were a lot of people at the toll takers who were a little crazy. Blair, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Blair.
Hi, Howie. I've been listening to all this talk about Sheldon Whitehouse at the Bailey's Tea.
Yes. Ed?
Or bring.
You know, we can't call back, Blair. We had a bad connection there. 844-500-4242. We're looking around to see if we can get a list of the membership. You know, some of these places have membership lists.
I've got managers and directors and
oh,
board,
the directors.
I've got board members.
Oh, board members. Yeah, that would be good. Who have we got some great names?
Oh,
anyone named Farnsworth, Wigglesworth, Crown and Shield, the Knight?
We've got a Van Buren.
Oh, one of the Van Buren.
A Grosvenor.
Grosvenor, it's pronounced Grosvenor.
Whatever.
That's the Grosvenor. That's the people that used to own National Geographic. I went to prep school with a Grosvenor.
We have
a
Mortimer Berkowitz the III.
I like Mortimer, but Berkowitz doesn't really fit in with the motif.
How about Alexander Auersperg?
Oh, yes, Alexander. He's known as Sandy, you know. Who?
Kate Gobelman?
What?
Gobelman.
No, that doesn't sound.
Yeah, I know. I already read off the more pretentious names.
Okay, well, I'll take a look during the break, and I'll bet I can come up with some more. It's like going to any of these places, the Wiano Club, Belmont Hill School Alumni Association. I bet we could find some on Wikipedia. I bet they got a list for the people who belong to the Beach Club. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.